So I think that's going to be exciting.
Because as the buyer, I'd put that much money down because I didn't want to pay a PMI premium.
Right.
To where I was paying extra money every month on purpose. Well, I said, whoa, I don't want to do that in appraisal. I'm not going to buy it if I have to do that. I still am liable to buy the house because the loan company is still going to make me the loan. Everything, say, that FHA is different because there's different standards.
Right.
In it, but I'm talking about a loan. But so things are changing. So, but as a buyer broker, see, there's things happening that we want to be protected for.
Absolutely. And I think that's why sellers and buyers both need counsel from a realtor, because they keep up and they can say, here's the addendum that will protect you. And how would you like to fill that out and kind of counsel and guide them through it? So it's really a good thing that we have Real Estate Commission, where they actually look at our forms and update those and try to keep us on track all the time. I love that.
That sounds really, really good. And things that are happening. And you know, there's a confusion, I think, that happened in the olden days when we had sub-agency and stuff like that, which I never did agree with. But they think, well, the buyer, I'm not paying a fee. That's, you know, that's happened. And I still disagree. I think the transaction still pays the fee, in my opinion. But they said, well, how do you figure that, Scott? I said, well, because if the buyer doesn't pay X amount for the house, then it's not going to get bought if the seller doesn't agree. So that's how I say the transaction. Mm-hmm. And that's all mutually agreed upon the buyer and the seller and the agents. And it's all a mutual agreement.
Correct.
So and you do that. And that's between you and your agent. And y'all negotiate that and figure out how you want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I would love for you to share with the consumers that are listening how they could call in and send you any questions that can then be answered on the next time that you do your show.
Yes.
And when that would be. Would you tell them how to do that?
Yes. In fact, for sure, anytime. And y'all have done that before. And Jeremy, I have answered questions, or other people have, for any of them. And, you know, we have different special guests on a regular basis. But what we're going to start having and try to at least once a month is have Pat come back, and she can answer just about. If it deals with real estate, this lady can answer it, I promise you. If you'll do this, if you'll send it to scott@sallison.com, any question you want regarding real estate, or you can always call me at the office at 949-5575 or my cell, 234-7443, and get it. But the easiest way is probably to email me. Mm-hmm. And get it, and we'll save it. And then when she comes back, we will answer it on the air for you. Because, you know, we pre-tape these. That way, it's not live, so that we can't do it live. But we will do it. Yep, the secret. That way, I can't screw up too bad on the air. But if you'll do that, we'll get it back to you and let y'all know. And Pat will have them, and we'll get you the answer.
I'd love that, because I think questions are so important. And any question that comes up, I think the consumers need to know. As realtors, we have the Texas Association of Realtors hotline, which is a legal hotline, and all of the attorneys are amazing. Yeah. I have to tell you a funny story. The first time I met our new attorneys was about 2 years ago. And as a senior instructor, and I am a senior, they kind of all knew me, but I didn't know them, and they were sitting together. And I walked over and I said, so my name is Pat Strong, and what is y'all's name? And they introduced themselves, and I said, and what do y'all do for the Texas Association of Realtors? And they said, we are the new attorneys. And I went, like, I looked at them, and Scott, I'm telling you, being the older generation, I said, I have socks older than you guys. I have socks older. And so now every time I see them at convention, they go, you still got those socks? And it's just become a joke. But our attorneys are very good. And that helps us as educators, and I know you as a broker, so that if we do have a legal question, we have a direction where we can go. And I think consumers need to know that that's kind of our direction, where we get our answers from. So
I told you we're going to have some good information for you. Okay, folks, now we're going to give you some really, really, really good information that's going to make you lots and lots of money, or save you lots and lots of money. Either way, it's going to be valuable. Are you ready? Pat.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to sell my house. I'm going to hire you to sell my house. Pat, come on over. I want you to look at my house. Tell me what I need to do.
All right. And you know, Scott, that is such a great thing when we can go over and give our advice, knowing that we're not inspectors, but that we can walk around together and point out items that buyers will look at.
Yes.
And so, I mean, for example, you walk in and the carpet is just Awful.
I want to give allowance. I just want to give carpet allowance. I want to give carpet allowance.
And if you want to give a carpet allowance, you could. However, when people see it and smell it, sometimes it's just not a good thing.
It's horrible. Horrible.
So there are just wonderful generic carpets, neutral colors that everybody likes. And so it's probably, my advice would be, your choice as a seller would be, it would be better to go ahead and replace it, because then when people walk in, it's brand new.
Yes.
It smells, it looks good.
Yes.
Same thing with touch up. If you've got a lot of paintings on the wall, you know, probably take those down and just kind of spot.
Can we go back to the carpet?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you this, and some people disagree with me, and I'm right on this one. I'll argue till I'm blue in the face. I'll tell you why. Several things. One, I've heard, well, what if they don't like the color I pick? Who cares if they like it or not? They bought the house. Here's why. For sure what Pat said, neutral colors.
Neutral.
Don't go with baby blue. Jimmy, if you're listening to me out there, that's one of my builder buddies. You go, I got a deal. It wasn't a good enough deal. Baby blue doesn't work. Go with a neutral color, not white either. Go with a neutral color. Go with a thick pad. That takes even a cheaper carpet, makes it feel plush.
Absolutely.
Plush. And thick pads are cheap. Go with a thick pad. Go with a neutral color. Does several things. One, they walk in, they smell, like Pat said, this fresh carpet, whether you know it or not, and Pat knows, we both are both dog lovers, that little doggy still stinks a little bit. It has the dog smell. Whether you smell it or not, they do.
Right.
We didn't smell it because we love the dog, but it does. Or your cats, they do. Or just you're cooking. My wife cooks all the time. It still has that odor.
That's right.
Get rid of it. So it's gone now. So it has that fresh, clean carpet smell. Wow. Better. That's gone. They already know you're going to have to put carpet in there. Whether you give the allowance. But now you don't have to give the allowance because you've already got brand new carpet. They're going to give you a little bit more for your house because it has that fresh, clean, nice smell. Same money. Whether you gave the allowance or you put carpet in. It's
right.
Same amount of money. Except now you get a little bit more money. Look, if I could talk. A little bit more money. See, I get excited about saving you money. Get more money for your house, and your house sells faster. Less pain, plus, you get to enjoy the nice new carpet for a little bit while you're still there.
Yeah.
But you're not there as long because your house is going to sell faster. See all the wins? All good. Any negative there? I didn't see it. And I'm going to tell you this. A good thing about San Angelo, again,